At PwC, you know, Pricewaterhouse in Britain, they got a pay rise coming. They announced this week of 9%. They employ about 20,000 people locally. Some pay rise is going to be as high as 10%. And the chairman says you can't ignore reality, which is true. Now, given the job market, if you're not getting offered 9%, someone is, and that person's going to be hoovering up the scarce resource that makes up today's labour market. That's your reality. Locally, Air New Zealand are offering currently in-house bonuses to those who nominate people who can be hired. They currently have about 1,100 jobs up for grabs. I was shown an ad last week for a job at TVNZ. They're offering 5 weeks now, leave. 5 weeks, not just for the ad I saw, but it seems for all the jobs advertised at the moment. Whole bunch of worrying stuff comes out of all of this. Firstly, where does it all end? How many rises? How many bonuses? Who ultimately pays the bill? Secondly, it's the exact opposite of what the central banks all over the world are actually wanting you to do at the moment. And thirdly, are you taking a job just for the perks? And if you are, what sort of calamitous workforce predicament have we created as we get more and more people in any given office, not necessarily there for the pathway or the environment or the challenge, but for the sugar on top? The natural outworking of all of this activity is sooner or later, it starts to fall over. The very thing the central banks wanted to happen will happen. It's called a recession. As the increasing costs of doing business get too great to pass on, people start to fall and fail. Layoffs begin. Oh, you still have your 9% pay rise, but only if you've still got your job. And as more and more of it happens, that creates what they call slack in the workforce or the labour market. In other words, the job ads drop, but the people looking for work go up. Instead of an employer begging you to join or praying somebody applies for the role, you're up against a whole bunch of others looking for the same spot. The great piece of magic that central banks are looking to pull off is they land their respective economies so softly you don't even notice any of this happening. In reality, what most likely won't happen, what most likely will happen, is economies are going to go thump, bits are going to break, the hard landing will be on, and we'll get a much-needed recalibration. We're living through one of the great financial and economic cock-ups of all time, and the banks are working out, as we speak, how to put it right. Your 9% is their mistake, but you don't mind because it's 9%. But if you lose your job, that's on them too. You will mind then, won't you? But for every 9% pay rise, the day of reckoning is a day closer.